When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm sure you guys spent a lot of the show, if not all of the show yesterday, talking about that crazy news that we got when we touched down on Tuesday night here in Atlanta. Did you talk about how we found out about the news?
Yes.
As the news spread through the airplane and people just started letting out hallelujahs.
thank you, Lords.
And all kinds of stuff like that. Because as we were flying back from Vegas, that's when the Falcons made the announcement that they were going to go to Michael Penix, that they were going to bench Kirk Cousins. I guess no one really had their phones on the internet on the plane because nobody knew until we landed. And then everybody kind of found out at the same time. And obviously yesterday, both Michael Penix and Raheem Morris and Kirk Cousins and a lot of the players and coaches and stuff met with the media. And so here we are, Penix time.
Yeah, man. I mean,
the Penix era has begun.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, they had the presser yesterday and everything. And obviously Kirk and Michael both addressed the media. And I was thinking about it like, Kirk lost his job. Michael didn't take his job.
That's right.
Kirk lost his job. Yeah, and so, I mean, because, you know, when you're in that situation, when it happens, I've been in that situation as a player, being the young player, taking the older player's position and everything as a starter, and it could be some awkward tension between it. It really can, because it was for me. Now, this whole situation, Kirk reached out to him. Mm-hmm. Kirk, I know he's kind of said when he saw Rod's number come up on his phone,
he kind of knew
what it was. And that's what we kept saying about him. Like, Kirk knows he's playing bad. You know, this is no secret about him or anything like that. And so, obviously, the switch was made, had their first day on the grass, 70-play walkthrough and everything, which is natural coming from. Because remember, early in the season, they had Wednesdays off. It didn't go so
well. Well, that's when everything started going sideways. Yeah. Wednesday walkthrough.
But usually, when you come from west to east on a Monday night game, you have Tuesday off. They usually start practice and everything later on that Wednesday and usually do a walkthrough. So this is nothing that's unusual. But, the opportunity to get all the reps today in practice, got all the 70 plays yesterday because there ain't no rotating as far as quarterbacks, the first team, second team. It's all first team. They get all 70 of those reps, so he got those. And, he's going to get out there to get some live running around with the boys, and hopefully they stay after and do something because he hasn't thrown to any of the ones receiving in practice. That's Kirk throws to all of them. And so, you know, you get to find a way with some timing and things like that. Have another Friday, perfect Friday, crisp Friday, whatever you want to call it. Saturday walkthrough, get ready.
Yeah. I mean, you got to.
Yep. Because it's coming fast.
Obviously, he's been doing everything he can throughout the season to be ready for. Kirk Cousins got hit wrong in the second quarter of the Week 8 game,
he's going in.
Penix was playing.
Yep.
So he had to stay ready to go at the drop of a hat. It never happened until now, and it isn't because of an injury. It's because Kirk Cousins played so bad for so long that they couldn't deny it anymore.
Right.
They couldn't say, well, we are seeing this, or we trust him to get better, or this or that. Like, they made a really honest decision, and I'll be honest with you, one that I didn't think they were going to make. I didn't think they were going to do this. We talked about it on Tuesday. It's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
We talked about how pretty clearly they needed to do it, but that we didn't think that it was going to happen at this point of the season because historically teams just don't do this with veteran quarterbacks that make a lot of money with a rookie behind them. But they did. So credit to Raheem for making a tough choice.
Yep.
Now, again, it was the right one based on the way the quarterback was playing. But I'm surprised they did it, honestly.
No, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. I didn't expect it. I think that's what it was. I was like, well, but it was like one of the things where, and you pointed it out Tuesday, the show, like going to the show Tuesday morning, before I heard any of the Ross cuts and everything like that, I was like, okay, he's just gonna. They did win and everything like that. But then when Rod didn't initially go with Kirk saying that Kirk, this is Kirk's job, then I was like, oh.
Because he very easily could have just been like, we won the game. That's the most important thing. Yes. The quarterback did enough to let us win, blah, blah, blah. He didn't. And so that little opening in the door that we thought we heard Monday after the game is something that we actually did hear. They make the move Tuesday. I mean, credit to Kirk for saying all the stuff that he said yesterday in the press conference, not surprisingly.
Right.
And that's one thing that he's, you know, been throughout his entire career, certainly during his time here in Atlanta as a pro.
Yes.
Like, he's going to say and do all the right stuff. I thought Penix did a great job in the press conference, too.
Excellent.
Obviously, he's excited for the opportunity, but given every chance yesterday, he threw so much praise at Kirk Cousins, how much he's learned from him, and how much he looks up to him and all that stuff. So I just thought, not that either one of those things really is going to make a difference on Sunday. Penix either plays good or he doesn't, and then we'll find out.
Right.
But, like, I thought from a culture standpoint, both those guys look like real leaders.
They aced it. Yeah. He aced it, man. He really, really did. And again, Kurt, you know, he, obviously you're disappointed because you want to play this game. And as he said, you know, my story isn't done. You know, it's done here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know,
most likely,
unless something happens to Penix. But yeah, he's you know, he's a consummate pro and everything like that. Been doing this a long time, and this is the first time he's been benched in his career. And so, obviously, that has to be a tough ask of it. I mean, it had to be about the same as when, you know, when RG got hurt, he comes in, RG comes back, and then RG, you know, because Kirk didn't play bad when RG went down. But, yeah, I mean, now you got to sit back, and if he's a professional that we are all assuming, when he talked to him, he's going to help Michael do everything he can. He's going to help on the field. He's going to be standing there with the earpiece just like Mike did, and hopefully when he comes off the field, he comes over, helps him out with some certain things like that, and is there when Mike asks questions too. It's not his job, as I pointed out yesterday. This is TJ Yates, and that's their job now, to coach him up.
Yeah, it sounds, though, in listening to Penix yesterday, that Kirk Cousins has been doing as much quarterback coaching as anyone else has around there to try to get Penix ready for when the time comes.
Right.
And that's all great. Like, it's valuable that he sat behind him and had a guy as smart as him to lean on, and TJ Yates and the rest of the staff. But it doesn't matter that much anymore. What matters now is Penix goes out there and does all the stuff that you drafted him to do.
Yep.
I mean, you drafted him 8th overall when you didn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that looks different in hindsight, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of thank God they did that.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, what would we be asking to see Taylor Heineke again now?
That's what I said
because
yesterday.
That's like, what last year was.
That's exactly what I asked that question yesterday. I'm like, okay, so if you don't, if is Kurt as bad as he is right now, and they think about, would they bench him if they had Taylor Heineke still in there? I don't think so either.
I think this is just because of the situation behind it.
Yes.
It's got to be, right?
Yes.
But again, now he's got to go out there and play. He's got to go out there and play well. He's got 3 games. They need to win all of them in order to get into the playoffs. I don't know, is it a bad situation? Is it a good situation? I've heard both. I've heard people make arguments that this is a hard thing to ask a rookie quarterback to do. I've heard people say, and I actually tend to more agree with this, pretty good opportunity.
Yeah.
Like, this team's got talent.
Yes.
Like, he's got weapons to throw to. He's got a good run game. He's got a solid offensive line. Like, they're 7-7, and they've got, you know, they've got some good guys on the team. Most rookie quarterbacks don't have this much talent around them.
Right.
Now, again, asking a rookie quarterback to come in and win you 3 games just to keep your playoff hopes alive
is a lot.
Is a tall task.
Yeah, it is.
But if he does it, this is what we talked about on Monday or Tuesday when we were sort of advocating for them to do this. Penix comes in and wins these games, makes some throws, gets his fan base fired up. It's a hell of a thing going into the offseason.
Hell yeah, it is. I mean, but I think it's still disappointing, though. You know what I mean? Because of the expectations and everything like that. But as I said, you know.
That's an interesting way to put it. But what's disappointing?
That you didn't make the playoffs.
Right.
With the expectations coming into the season.
But
and
if they do.
Possibly, if they – but. If they don't.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Don't make the playoffs, but he plays well. Okay, you could. It's
that'll soften the blow.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's not Cousins anymore.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying, but I'm just saying, with that him playing well, would that would lessen the blow.
If they go 3-0 and Penix plays really good.
And they just can't catch
and
the
they don't
Bucks.
Catch him.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it would suck they didn't make the playoffs. Right. But I'd be like, well, you got your quarterback.
Yeah.
But quarterback of the future.
You know me. I got to see it 2 years.
Yeah, yeah, me too. I mean, I'm not going to declare him like a Hall of Famer or anything right. like that, but – like, if he's able to, I just feel like what has been lost over the last 5 weeks in terms of, like, interest, momentum, optimism, all of that from this fan base, you can get back if Penix goes out there and balls.
So.
Even if you don't make the playoffs.
Even if you don't make
plays. I think. Just because it's all about the quarterback. It's all about the.
But now, tell me this. Who's going to be the casualty, though?
What does that mean?
As far as in the building. If he plays well. Raw and Terry both come back.
I think that can happen too.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I think if Penix, like, it's all about Penix now.
Yeah.
Like, Penix goes out there and balls out, especially if they find a way to get in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Now they get playoffs. Yeah. Everybody's coming back.
Yeah. Well, because here's the argument. It's like, yeah, the guy we signed didn't work, but that's why we signed the other guy. And look how good he is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little bit of a lifeline. I don't know. You bring up a lot of good points. There's a lot up in the air in the final weeks of this season, but. I think a lot of it rests on the left shoulder of Michael Penix. And if he balls, I mean, you got a good quarterback and everyone's excited about it.
Yeah.